Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am delighted to be back again with you this week, as always, to help us all let go of fear and get our lives in gear. So I have had an amazing week. I have to say, every once in a while, you have a week where people just break through, and it's an amazing experience. I feel honored, and I'm always deeply moved when I'm with a group of clients or an individual client, and there's just a breakthrough. You know, something shifts, the energy shifts, their thinking shifts, the mind expands, and all of a sudden, what was an obstacle or what was a barrier just dissolves, a little bit like what's maybe going on in the Middle East right now. But it happens individually and collectively, and I think it's accelerating. So I just was very aware of it this week. And so I was thinking about what would be today's theme and my life-shifting tip for the week. So I kind of reflected on the clients that I had this week that had these breakthroughs. And I think the simplest way to put it is that my life-shifting tip for the week is very, very simple, and that is don't discount your dreams. Don't discount your dreams. I say that, and it has sort of a double meaning. And I, in fact, didn't even realize that it had a double meaning until I was thinking about it earlier today. But in both cases that I was thinking about where my clients had breakthroughs this week around their fear and around their futures, one of them had the breakthrough based around a dream that she had. So she had an image that she was left with from her dream. And I won't share the whole story, but basically, just this image and the emotions that came with it that she shared with me prompted her to have a huge eye-opening reframing of the way she is related to some key people in her family. And so it was very interesting that it all came out of this one image that she woke up with in the morning that just happened to happen on the day that she was talking to me. And then in another case, I had a client who has recently left his job as a venture capitalist and a Wall Street type. He's a quantitative, master of the universe type. And he's in his mid-50s and in sort of reinventing his life stage. And he said, I asked him what was his dream, if he had a fantasy about what he could do with the rest of his life. And without even thinking, he said to me, well, what I'd really love to do is I'd love to run a ski area, or I'd love to make skis, or I'd love to move to Vermont and be a ski instructor. And what was interesting about this is that this guy is a Wall Street, behind-the-desk, suit-and-tie, quantitative-type person who's never done anything professionally outdoors or with his hands. And to make a long story short, he immediately discounted this idea of working in a environment that he's just passionate about, which is skiing. And he shared with me that he only learned to ski when he was 45 years old. So we are now working on this transition, and he left my office thinking it's actually a possibility that he might do something where he's working with his hands. We talked about making skis or teaching people how to ski. And, you know, before he was, when he first entered my office, the idea was a complete craziness for him. Like, just totally discounted it when he shared it with me. And then he wanted to go back to, you know, finding another venture capital firm to work for. And I really stopped him kind of in mid-breath to step back and ask himself, what was it that was in the way of this fantasy being possible for him? And of course, you know, he immediately went into all the stories about not having, that it wouldn't make enough money, and that, you know, he lives in the city, and on and on and on. But the punchline is that the next time we meet, sometime next week, I believe, he's putting together, at least at a very high level, a business plan, and I have him meeting with another client who manufactures furniture and actually makes something. So I think that he is in shock with himself to think that he could actually transform his life from Wall Street, not just to Main Street, but to mountains and nature. And so today's theme for me, and I'm going to bring on my very special guest to help me talk about this with all of you, is, as I said, don't discount your dreams, whether they're the fantasies of how you'd like to live your life, or whether it's a dream you wake up with in the morning that's just an image, just a feeling. There's something powerful in there that you may just want to listen to. So let me bring on my guest today and continue with this theme of life transition and reinventing. And she is the perfect person to pick up on the conversation. Frankie Picasso is otherwise known as the Unstoppable Frankie Picasso. She's a radio host herself. She's also a speaker, a professional certified life, business, and master coach. She trains coaches for the International Coach Federation, and she's the co-founder of the Institute of Quantum Living and Conscious Design. I love that title. I want to learn more about that. And she has a new book out called Midlife Mojo, How to Get Through the Midlife Crisis and Emerge as Your True Self. And needless to say, just that title I think is so aligned with my theme for the week and the kind of work that I do with clients. I am thrilled to have Frankie here, and I want to welcome her to the show. Hey, Frankie.
Hello, Dr. J. Jeffrey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for the wonderful introduction. I do have to just make one comment. I don't train coaches for the International Coach Federation. However, I did train coaches for the International Coach Academy.
Just a
little difference there.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a bunch of really great coaching, and training organizations out there.
Oh, there sure are.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Not to worry. I just didn't want them to go, what she's saying that. Oh, that's awful. I love your theme. I love your theme so much. The idea of change has always been, something that's near and dear to my heart. And possibilities as well. I mean, you talked to your client this week about possibilities, and that's what I love about coaching, because, I mean, yes, your radio station is called, you know, Transformation Radio, but I've always said that coaching is having transformational conversations with our clients, and that's what it's all about. And you just gave him possibility. That's outstanding, possibility.
Yeah. I mean, and to a certain extent, isn't that where it all starts?
Absolutely. It's exactly where it starts. And that's why I say, you know, I specialize in the impossible, because the impossible to me is I am possible.
Right. Right. Beautifully said. Beautifully said. Yeah. I was thinking about our conversation today when I, you know, when this client said to me, you know, my fantasy would be to go to, you know, to run a ski area or to do something like manufacture skis, but in his world that was so far-fetched. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking about that today, and I thought, you know, I bet Frankie Picasso has clients that have come to her with some of these far-fetched themes and fantasies, and I can just tell by the way you've written your book and by the way you've written up your website and the work you do that, you know, you don't stop with your clients. You help them move through whatever's in the way, right?
Absolutely. You know, I really feel that it's important to get into action. And I think it's important to realize that you can live out your dream. You can enjoy life. You don't have to stay stuck in something because you're there. And it's okay, to not know. It's okay to not know. We know what we know and we know what we don't know. We don't know what we don't know. And that's what's really exciting. That, you know, I don't know stuff. Go find out. You know, if we didn't have adventurers, if we didn't have people who were afraid of the I don't know, then we wouldn't have discovered America, and we wouldn't have ice cream and spaghetti. We wouldn't have any of those things, because the folks, Marco Polo and Columbus, wouldn't have gone forth and brought the spices back from the Orient.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, everything starts with a simple idea.
A dream, yeah. An idea, a dream. What if?
What if? That's right. And it's so often the story. I know one of the themes in your book that's very much aligned with the theme that's in my book is around this idea that the stories we create for ourselves, they both inspire us, but then they sometimes get in the way because the old stories that we need to let go of.
And it was interesting because I was listening to some of the shows that you had done and that story, our poor parents, but that story, you know, and those stories that go into our subconscious, they don't go out of it until we decide we don't need them anymore. And I always like to talk to my clients about discovering those stories, listening to the stories, and asking yourself, are they true? Because we accept things as fact. If we read it in a newspaper, we go, oh, it's fact, I just read it. I just read that in the newspaper. Just read that on the internet. Saw it in a magazine. Heard it on television. It must be true. Well, you know, it's not always true.
Certainly, whatever your parents told you.
And so it's important to look at things and say, you know, is that true or isn't it true?
Yeah, and in many
cases,
a lot
of fear, right?
Right, absolutely. And in many cases, I think what was true is not always true in the future.
That's true. That's true. What was once true for ourselves may not be our story any longer.
Right.
And it's important to realize that we grew out of something.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so, you know, I'm very, very excited to have you. We're going to take our first break. And when we come back, I'd love to have you dig into a little bit of your background, how you came to be a coach, and some of the ways that you work with your clients. I want to give out our number. Anyone that would love to join our conversation or has a question for me or for Frankie, feel free to dial us up at 1-800-930-2819. Or you can contact us online directly at transformationtalkradio.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we will take a quick break, and I'll be right back with Frankie Picasso.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
In the last 30 years, over 1 million people have gone from busy and a bit overweight to busy enjoying life, having lost weight using MetaFast products. The Take Shape for Life program has taken that success of MetaFast meals even further with a free certified health coach and a realistic and simple plan. You're not fixing a problem. You're on a journey to optimal health. Learn more. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. And if you'd like to join us, feel free to call in if you have a question or a comment at 1-800-930-2819 or on transformationtalkradio.com. We have an instant feedback line and you can just send us a thought or a question. We'll be happy to hear from you. I am in dialogue today with master coach trainer Frankie Picasso. And during the little break, Frankie shared with me that, you know, she has lived out many of her dreams, including being a radio host herself. I'm sure she could probably give me a few tips. But what I'd love to do, Frankie, is have you share with us maybe a little bit of your story of how you came to be a master coach and an entrepreneur and radio host and all of those things. Give us a little bit of the background about how you evolved your dreams and made them real.
Okay, I'd love to share that with you. I think the first thing I need to tell you and your audience is that I had the most fantastic dad in the world. And my dad was a dreamer and an entrepreneur, and he told me that I can do and be anything that I want. And that was the license to go out and do anything. And I believed him. He never lied to me, so I believed him that I could do anything. And pretty much anything I set my sights on and I decided to do, I would do and could do. And people would, you know, ask me, how did you get to do that? You didn't go to school for that. You didn't do this or do that. And I said, I just knew I could do it. I knew I could do it, and I went ahead and I did it. So I was working with a group in event management with boxers, and a young man
boxers as in like
a friend of
dog?
Mine had introduced us.
Hold on,
boxing in the boxing world, professional
okay.
boxing world.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
and a young man came and he said, you know, would you put on a world title fight for me? He was a kickboxing champion, an IFKA welterweight champion, and he wanted a kickboxing title fight. And the group that I was with were boxing purists, and they weren't very interested in it. But a friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours, had introduced us because I was a drummer. I'm a drummer. And he was a guitarist. So we had a musical connection. And I said, well, I haven't been to a kickboxing show. Take me to a show and let me see what it's all about. So he took me to a show, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I love it, love it, love it. There's so much energy. It's high energy. It's lots of fun. The girls are, you know, tough as nails. My gosh, they're you know, fighters like you wouldn't believe.
These were girls?
And I said, yep, I can do this for you. I can put on this show for you. So I went ahead and I put on a world title fight for him in Toronto in 1997. And wow. That world title fight sold it to ESPN and had it televised. I produced it, did the whole thing. Well, out of that show, and I don't know how it happened, I got a phone call. And it was from the Solicitor General's office with the provincial government of Ontario. And they asked if I could come in to put on an event for them for 6 weeks. And I said, sure, I can do that. You know, I don't know how you got my name and number, but sure, I can do that. It was for a justice event. And it ended up that I stayed there for 7 years. And I eventually became what my title became, Special Advisor for Spirit. And I had, it was my
special
job to...
Special Advisor for Spirit.
For Spirit. And it was an initiative of the Deputy Minister, Secretary of Cabinet's Deputy Minister Leadership Group that had put me in charge of this. And it was to create programs and initiatives for the 60,000 public servants that we had to improve the morale. Now, I wasn't allowed to give them money. I wasn't allowed to do anything.
Wow.
But change their mind, change their
them.
Perspective about how they felt about coming to work.
And how does one do that without money?
Talk about a challenge. Well, that was real fun. I really enjoyed it a lot. And what happened was I got a motorcycle, and I had a really I had an accident. A guy ran a stop sign, and he hit me. And I ended up being in the hospital for about 5.5 months, and
oh
I broke both femurs, hip, pelvis, tibia, fibula, the whole thing. And while I was in the hospital, I was reorged out of my job, and so I lost my job, and I divorced my husband. And I had all sorts of horrible things happen. But I decided that, you know, I can't just be here and be a vegetable. I need to do something. And I sought out a spiritual psychotherapist. And after going to her, she said, oh, Frankie, you're a life coach. You have to be a life coach. It was a new thing. You have to be a life coach. And so I chose a school, and I did that from home, online. And I did, and I got my degree and my certificate, and I just kept going at it. I go, oh, well, let me get some more. Because I was in a lot of pain, and I was, and I couldn't move, but I could do that. I could talk on the phone. And so
wow.
That was great. And that's how I spoke with my clients on the phone.
Were you able to recover physically ultimately?
I recovered. Yes, I walked. I still have pain. But I have lots of metal inside me, and there's some things I still can't do. But for the most part, yeah, you know what? I'm up, I'm walking, and I'm pretty proud of it.
That's an amazing story. Oh, my God. I mean, yeah, and now I totally understand why you use the phrase unstoppable.
Well, I didn't start that. One of my colleagues at the coaching academy started that. And she goes, you're just done. Because she didn't know I was in so much pain during one of my coaching sessions or teaching sessions. And she goes, well, why, you know? And she goes, you'd never know it. You would never know it by your voice ever. And I go, well, that's my dad, the ultimate salesman. You know, it's, you're always fine. You're always great. And when you are that way, you don't fall victim to yourself. You know, it's always, I'm fantastic.
So I'm going to ask you my first difficult question.
Oh, no.
No, but really, I think it's important that I ask you this question. You know, when you have an accident like that or something that really kind of takes you down,
mm-hmm.
What did you do to make that transition from the inevitable depression and inevitable, like, feeling of, like, life is out to get me? I mean, obviously, you're just a natural optimist, but I bet it wasn't that simple. You know, I'm curious, like, what did you do or how did you shift that energy to get back on track to that high level of inspiration and energy that, you know, you had always had?
It's kind of interesting. Part of it was a spiritual journey and really reading all sorts of books on spirituality. And the other part was when I was in the rehab hospital, it was an Anglican hospital, but it was run by nuns. And they asked me to go and speak to other patients. And so that's what I did. And I spoke to other patients. And by helping them, it helped me not focus on me. And one of the big, I guess I don't know if I can segue into it, but one of the big lessons that I learned was about underlying automatic commitments, about commitments because when I first went to therapy, physiotherapy, and the physiotherapist said, okay, move your leg. I mean, my God, Jeffrey, it was so painful. Like, the color of pain is white. I mean, it's white. And I just saw this pain, so it was unbelievable. And he said, move your leg. And I'm like, I'm trying. He goes, no, you're not. I go, yeah, I am. And he goes, well, if you were, then you'd move it.
Wow.
And that was an epiphany for me. I go, you're right, I would. Why am I committed then? Do I want to walk or don't I? Yeah, I do. Okay, then why aren't you moving your leg? And the commitment was, I knew it was going to hurt if I moved my leg.
Mm.
So I was committed to not moving my leg. And once I realized that we have these commitments, these underlying commitments that we're not conscious of, I realized I moved my leg and I realized I was going to walk. I mean, it was a fraction of a millimeter, but I moved it.
But
and
still,
I thought, okay,
it was a movement.
This. I can do this. But that's with all of us. We all, you know, go through life and the things that we say we want consciously, if they're not showing up in our life, then we are committed to a different reality. We're committed to something else. And
right.
That's our job as coaches, to help people find out what are you really committed to and why.
Yeah, what a great story. I mean, that just, to me, that just sort of hits the nail on the head about exactly what I started the show about today, which is that my clients were discounting their dreams because they start with a story called it's impossible, or
right.
I can't, or that's not ever going to happen. And, you know, when I listen to you, Frankie, I am so moved, because I, you know, really what you're saying is that that doctor, and really, you know, he pushed underneath the story so that you could find the deeper story, which is what was possible, right? Mm-hmm. You know, what you really could reinvent a new story that said,
have you seen 127 Hours, the Aaron Ralston story?
I'm sorry?
The new movie. The Aaron Ralston story, have you seen that movie? That movie's out. It's just been released, I think, last week or a couple weeks ago.
Oh, no, and I haven't had a chance to see it
yet. Aaron's a young man who was in
Utah,
his arm, who cut off his own arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I realized, as Aaron realized, that we cannot discount our power and our will to live and our desire. And when people say, I couldn't do that, I can't do that, you don't know what you can do.
Right.
Take it from me. You do not know what you are capable of doing until you are pressed to do it. And most of us aren't. Most of us aren't pressed to do it. You don't have to become a ski instructor if you're on Wall Street.
Right.
You don't have to. But, you know, the reality is that you can continue to live a life that's not really satisfying and happy, or you can take a leap of faith, trust your coach, and trust yourself that you're going to, you know, try a different reality for yourself, and it's going to be
Absolutely.
A lot more satisfying.
Money's
not everything.
Well, let's take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to dig into just how a coach like Frankie takes you over that finish line. So you're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and we'll be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I am in dialogue today with master coach trainer Frankie Picasso. And Frankie, since we have a coach in the house, let's talk coaching, Frankie. Talk to me about what you do with your clients. Maybe you could share a couple of examples. But, you know, when somebody finds their way to you through the internet or through a referral or through your book and they are stuck, they may have a dream, or maybe they don't even know what they want to do, because you said that there's always that space for not even knowing. Tell us a little bit about your approach and what has worked in support of your clients.
You know, I think the first thing I do is have a conversation, because I do feel that what people think they want isn't usually what they want. Just like that conversation you had with your client this week. You know, he thought he wanted a job, another job, work for another employer or whatever on Wall Street, but really what came out was that he really wanted to be a ski instructor or own a ski hill or whatever.
Right.
And I think that happens with a lot of people. They want to tell you what they think you want to hear. And as a coach, you're intuitive, and you start listening to the clues, and coaching is really about asking questions. And because my philosophy, our client has the answer. We have the question. And so by just keeping asking intuitive questions, it usually comes out what it is they really want to do, or what, you know, why they're stuck, or we can help figure what the obstacles are and all of those things. So it's really about questions. It's about helping people change their perspective, holding them accountable, and holding their dream for them. I named the book Midlife Mojo because mojo is really protective medicine, and courage. And so as a coach, I think that we hold that dream in our hands for our clients until they're ready to pick it up themselves. So we're there as their champion. I think we champion.
Yeah, I love that. I love what you're saying, because I think that I'm reflecting on the client interaction that I really was quite a breakthrough this week. And you know, what's interesting is that I don't know whether this guy will ultimately wind up owning a ski area or being a ski instructor or manufacturing skis or any of that. I mean, the literal nature of these dreams sometimes doesn't unfold. But what I do know is that he got in touch with a fantasy of doing something that's connected to his making, something doing in nature, something, you know, where he's actually active and touching and sensuous and connected to like the real world. And for somebody who's been sitting at a desk on Wall Street for 30 years, this is major, you know, and he immediately discounted it. Like, you know, there were so many reasons for why that story would be impossible to unfold. And I think you're really right on there, that I'm not there as a coach to necessarily, you know, turn him into a ski instructor, but to have him stay connected to the qualities of what he was sharing in that fantasy. I wonder, do you have any recent or amazing examples for us of people that you have where you've held the dream and then ultimately, it came true?
I do, but I just, can I just go back to your story for a second?
Oh, sure.
Because you said that he's been there for about 30 years.
Yeah.
So he's midlife. He's having his midlife crisis, let's
early 50s. Yep.
Okay. Perfect timing. Can I just talk about this for a second? Because it's
it's
interesting that he's having, you're having this conversation with him right now.
Yeah.
Because I believe that this time in his life, remember the book is called How to Emerge as Your True Self, that it's the metamorphosis that is going on, that we come here to become our true self, but we get socialized at the very beginning.
Right.
And we lose track of that. We lose track of who we really are, and we become, you know, the people society wants us to be. So here's somebody who wants to get back to nature, who has a desire to work with his hands, and yet he'd been channeled into a different direction by school, parents, whatever, however
right.
he got there. But
yep.
now he's going to go through this alchemy, and he's going to become something, the true person. He's going to emerge as the person he was meant to be. And it happens now, and it happens at that time of his life for a reason. And part of it is that you've lived enough of your life that you can look back on your life and be smart and know what it's all about. And the other part is that you have enough life left to really be the person that you were meant to be. And I don't think that we were meant to come here to work 9 to 5. I don't think that was our purpose. It seems silly to me. So there has to be a greater purpose.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, a lot of the time when people turn to coaches, it's at one of those moments in midlife, you know, probably somewhere between 35 and 55 or whatever, whenever it happens, where all of a sudden you wake up and you realize you're living out someone else's story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said exactly. You're living out you spoke about me being on the radio. When I was 12 years old, I sent away for the National Institute of Broadcasting Records. I wanted to be a DJ. I also wanted to be a veterinarian and 100 other things. But I wanted to be a DJ. And then about 5 years ago, one of my former students called me, and he said, I'm starting a radio station for coaches. Would you be my partner? That was 10 days after I wrote down at New Year's. I wrote down my goal. I'm going to be on the radio this year. 10 days later,
wow.
I get a call. Manifesting is truly a wonderful experience. So I had so much faith in that I just knew I would be on the radio that year, and I can't believe that 10 days later I got that call, and we started a radio station. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. The thing is that our dreams can come true, and the dreams that we had as children or as young adults, those are really who we are. They're snippets, that we can go back and you know, grasp those threads and say, is this really, you know, who I'm supposed to be and what's going to make me happy and learn the lessons that I came here to learn.
Right. But then what do you do as a coach to help people work through their fear that they're not being practical or they won't be able to pay the bills or, you know, all of that societal pressure to...
Yeah, that's the big one. That's
the
big one. I had a client, you asked me about a client. I had a client who came to me. He was very disturbed. His marriage wasn't going very well. His business wasn't going very well. Everything seemed to turn sour about a year and a half ago. And part of that, you know, as I got to talking to him, was that his wife was very unhappy in the marriage. And she wasn't being, you know, a wife in any of the ways that a woman should be a wife to a man. And he was very disconcerted with that because he loved her very much. And he told me, I will never, ever, ever get a divorce. That's not who I am. It's not going to happen. And you know what? hate to say it, 3 weeks later through coaching, he's getting a divorce because he realized how unhappy, how miserably unhappy he was trying to make her happy. And she was never going to be happy with him. And so everything that she did was to undermine everything that he did. And so the business and his love of, you know, to fantasize about, he was an entrepreneur and she was so afraid of him, you know, being a risk taker that she couldn't stand it. And yet because he had been a risk taker and his business was failing, he had purchased 5 homes and these homes were what were sustaining them, you know, rental income and things like that were sustaining them. And it was brilliant that he had done this, and yet she couldn't see that. She was afraid of that someday she'll be stuck with a mortgage and she'll have to pay it.
Mm.
You know? Wow. So it was amazing how he shifted from I'll never, ever, ever to, wow, that would probably be the best thing that could ever happen to me.
And it may ultimately be the best thing that ever happened to her.
Yes, and it was the best thing that happened to her. And she was very happy that, you know, that, I mean, I talked to both of them and I tried to see if there was a way, because I do believe that you can reignite love and get this couple back together. But really,
right,
through the conversations, I realized this was not going to happen for her. And if he kept fantasizing about it, it was just going to make him miserable. So, you know, we have to show reality. And he had to get, you know, a dose of that reality. And yet it really was the best thing for both of them.
Mm.
And I was thrilled because he's back. The business has shifted. You know, he's getting clients again. And very excited, and you know, did a vision board, shared his vision board, with all the things that he always wanted that she never wanted.
Wow.
And so couples really do need to be on board with one another. And I always tell women, you know, women especially, I always tell women, do not stay in a marriage for money. Do not stay in a marriage for money. It's the worst possible reason. You know what? When you're happy, good things happen to you. You're attracted to great things.
Right.
And so when you get away from that miserable situation, and it doesn't matter, you're going to be really happy in a bachelor apartment. If your marriage is that miserable, you're going to be really happy just being alone in a bachelor apartment. And once you realize just how much pressure is off of you, how you can breathe and your chest doesn't hurt and the cortisone isn't, you know, the adrenal glands aren't shooting this out at you anymore and your heart gets to, you know, calm down, good things are going to start to happen. You're going to be able to sift, you know, sift and shift through all those things and figure out who you are, who you want to be, and all of it's going to come back, all of it.
Yeah, I love that, because I think what you're really pointing to is that anyone that stays in a relationship because of money is living in a fear-driven story.
Fear-based lack mentality.
Yeah, and anytime you're living in a fear-driven story, there's physiological illnesses that will be the result of that at some point. You know, I mean,
absolutely.
It's
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's really, really courageous of you to step in and say, you know, this is not just unhealthy for your head. It's also unhealthy for your heart.
And, oh, it is. And, you know, from my own personal experience, I can tell you that, you know, when I was married to a man who was an alcoholic. He was very abusive. And I realized, one weekend he had gone away for the weekend, and the house kind of just went, breathed this big sigh of relief, you know, ah, he's gone. And when he came home, the tension, and my heart was going, you know, like this, and the kids, and we were all just, I said, you gotta go. I just, you know, I really realized the physiological effect of just him, his physical presence being there on all of us was just enormous. And so when he left, and I can tell you, I never took money. Who cares? Let's just get away from this and move on. And I did. And, you know, today I live in a beautiful log home in, you know, surrounded by trees and in a great relationship. And, I got everything that I wanted, but you can't have it if you're staying stuck in a bad situation. The universe can't bring it to you.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to take a break, but that's really the key, I think, is the universe can't bring it to you if you don't make it possible.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Frankie Picasso.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests, who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. With CRA, we are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to EasternEssence.com. That's EasternEssence.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I am Dr. Jeffrey Hall in dialogue today with Master Coach Frankie Picasso. And just before the break, we were talking, Frankie was sharing with us some of her own story and some of the breakthroughs that she's had in her life. And you know, what was very, very poignant for me as I was listening to her share her own story and also about a client that you recently worked with is this idea that we have to be willing to let go of a story that we live into that no longer works for us. And I think, you know, so often this comes to us in midlife, Frankie, as you pointed out, when we've kind of settled into a routine and we've decided that, oh, we're an accountant or we're this or we're that. And then the world comes to disrupt that, hopefully not through a motorcycle accident or whatever it takes. But whatever it takes, you know, my client just got laid off. He was shocked because they had never laid off anyone in the entire history of this venture capital firm. And he was like, why me? And, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I think that's just the way it goes. It's like it's time for him to revisit his story. And I love what you were sharing about having the courage to stand up and make room for a new narrative to enter into the space.
Let's talk about courage for a second. And take, the Chinese, which I just love this, the Chinese have two words for change. One is danger and one is opportunity.
Yep.
And I have a Frankieism, and my Frankieism is opportunities are never lost. They're not actioned upon. So for everybody out there that, you know, well, he might have got an opportunity, you got an opportunity, Frankie, to, you know, go to school or whatever, become a coach, or Dr. Jeffrey did. No. We all have similar opportunities. They come to all of us, except that some people act on them. And we've all been to parties where people said, oh, that was a great invention, I thought of that. Yeah, we all thought of it. We just didn't create it or take that next action step.
right.
to do it, right? So we have the opportunity, I think, that we all dip into this pool. I call it the pool of creativity, universal pool of creativity, and it's available to every one of us, but we don't all act. So the same is true for changing our life and taking that step outside of our comfort zone, and especially in midlife. And I think what's hard about midlife, maybe, is that we do it alone. When we, our big transition before this is adolescence, and we go through high school, we go through school together. So we're all kind of going through a similar change, body change, physical change, emotional changes, hormones. But in midlife, because like you said, it's 35 to 55 to 60 even, we're individuals going through it. So we don't really have anyone to talk to about this because not everybody has, let's quote unquote, the change at the same time. They don't have it to the same degree. Some people are bulls in china shops. Other people have just this mild angst of, you know, maybe I'd like to change my life. Maybe I wouldn't. The important question, I think, though, is if I knew without a shadow of a doubt that what I'm dreaming about would come true, would I do it?
Yeah, it's great.
Would I do it? And or what would I do to change my life to make me happy if I could, if I wasn't afraid, if, you know, yada, yada. And your answers to that, because those are the questions I'd be asking you as a coach, your answers to that are very telling. And if you say, well, I would do this or I would do that, but, you know, I'm not going to because of other people, I'd have to say that, because that's a big one that comes up, that, well, you know, I might hurt somebody else if I do this. We come into the world alone, we leave alone. And each of us is here to have an individual experience. Sometimes we're here for other people, you know, for a short period of time. Sometimes they're here for us. But I do believe that our purpose is to be happy.
Yeah, I love what you're saying because I think that in so many cases, especially in midlife, I hear people who discount their dream of changing their life and living out something that they maybe have always dreamed about. And they say that they can't because they have to take care of their kids or they have to keep a particular lifestyle up to date. And, you know, I always think to myself, you know, the great irony of that is that as a parent in particular or as a good partner, what you really want to do is be a role model. You want to be inspiring. You want to be living full out so that your kids and your partner and your friends actually see what's possible as opposed to seeing you hold yourself small. So it's the great irony when you use fear around other people that they won't be supportive or that you won't be able to support them when I think so often it's actually the other way around. You know, get them to rally behind you. Get them to be part of the solution.
Yes.
And that's what you're pointing to.
And that's especially true, getting people to be part of the solution when it's people that you don't get along with. Mm. You know, when you're sparring with people or you don't like somebody at work and they're your nemesis, ask right. them to give you the solution. Because there's fear there, you know. That's a fear-based relationship. And it's brilliant when you do it. You'll find out just how exciting it is. To get them to come up with the reason and the how to make accomplish something.
I love that. Yeah, you can turn a detractor into a supporter.
You sure can, and that's one of the best ways to do it. Because I think they have a fear. They have a fear that you're not counting them
right
as somebody, you know, of worth.
Right.
And so you get them to do that. But if I can just mention, can I mention about the Global Flying Hostels?
Yeah, real
because
quick.
I'm on a new venture. You know, Frank, you can move forward because
be
I believe
up,
in change
so I want
and
you to give your contact information and if anyone, so that people can find you.
Yeah, please. www.unstoppablefrankiepicasso.com. You can just go to my website or write me at coachpicasso@rogers.com. But I'm going to be moving into this new organization that's being built by visionaries. And I just love it because they really dare to believe what's possible. And because you already know that I'm one of those people, I feel really, you know, blessed to be working with them. And one of the big visions is to work with Off the Streets, and that's an organization in Washington, D.C. that's run by the homeless people, people who are homeless, helping the homeless, and using our Global Flying, Shelter Group, which is an arm of Global Flying Hospitals, to partner with this homeless advocacy organization and ensure that there are dome shelters that can be used as comfort stations and transitional housing. And that's something that we can all help with. It's a solution to homelessness. It's a solution to disease and control and shelter in places like Haiti for disaster relief. And it's just absolutely an amazing project. So if you would go to www.offthestreets, and that's streats.com, and globalsheltergroup.com, you'll see what we're doing with these amazing domes. And maybe somebody out there wants to be a sponsor.
I think it's great. So at www.offthestreets.com?
Yep.
Is that right?
streats.com.
How wonderful. Well, I just want to thank you for being my guest this week and inspiring me to keep, you know, believing in my dreams. And I hope everyone out there listening is going to go into this week allowing those dreams to percolate. Don't discount your dreams. Come back and join me again next Monday at 5 o'clock, and have a fabulous week, everyone. Good night.
Thanks.